The helicopter will hover just off the ground and we have to jump in, or we have to opt for lapels. But the ropes and helicopters don't tend to go well together. We have to weight the rope so it doesn't fly up into the rotors or the intakes of the helicopter.
And the longer I'm on these ropes, the more dangerous it is for everyone. And when I hit the ground, the first job is to clear the ropes, then give the flyboys the signal and they're on their way. Job done. In Romania, with storm clouds brewing, a rappel was not an option. Another solution had to be found.
The clouds are moving in, and there's only a tiny weather window. The pilot says he can't land up there. So it means I've got to hit the bay.
We had a flight time of probably about 45 minutes plus. But when the helicopter lowered him, I cut the rope and I looked down and he didn't move. He'd been hanging under the chopper for so long that the harness had cut off all the blood supply to his legs. So when he got to the ground, he couldn't actually move.
We do all we can to minimize the risk. But when you're jumping out of an aircraft at 10,000 foot, danger is never far away.
You know, you look at the drop zones from the air and you think, yeah, that looks okay, but it's often very difficult to gauge it from the air, and ultimately when he jumps out that helo, it's down to him.